Okay, this is the end of the series of Shovavim. There's a practice that when the person goes to the mikveh, they cut the nails, the toenails, the fingernails, before they go into the mikveh. And the two reasons given. One is that since the nails are long, they're eventually going to be cut, so we view it as if it's already separate from the body and it's a chatzitza, or just stam, that there could be dirt underneath the nails. So the question comes up on a person has to go to the mikveh Friday night and they forgot to cut the nails. So some say that you should get a non-Jew to cut the nails for you, so you'll go into the mikveh. And some say no, that it's not right to get a non-Jew because that's a malacha in the Torah to cut nails on Shabbos. There's an opinion, two opinions in the Rishonim, if you're not going to use the nails are going to go away in the garbage. So maybe that's only an Isser Derabanan. So there's a question, what do you do if you didn't cut the nails before Shabbos, whether you should get a goy to do it? Well, no, you don't have to get a goy, just make sure it's clean underneath. Rav Bari paskins that you should just make sure it's clean underneath, and then you could go. But the best thing is not to forget, and to make sure that the nails are cut before Shabbos, so then they could go to the mikveh on Friday night. Thank you.